This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, St. Paul Mayor Kaylee Herr is going to have her inauguration beginning at 1 p.m. today. But she was interviewed recently by one of the local news stations, and she said, you know, I wouldn't mind getting the Lynx and Wolves over here to St. Paul. So that was kind of throwing down the gauntlet. And so I got to thinking that, you know, there's already that Mayor Fry and others say they want to work with Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez to try to keep the Wolves in Minneapolis, because Lurie and Rodriguez have kind of said that they will think about or might personally finance it or privately finance it, but that they might not be in Minneapolis. They might take it somewhere else. So I think they're angling to get some action in Minneapolis. And somebody who's been on top of that is architect Bill Baxley, who a couple months ago there was an article about how Bill had put together a model of a new arena, Kitty Corner, to where Target Center is, along with some other development ideas. And so Bill is kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Bill. Or good afternoon.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. So tell me how that came about, that you decided, maybe this is something you do all the time, but I believe your firm kind of specializes in stadiums and arenas and some of that architecture, and then you've done them in the past. But what was the genesis of you saying, you know what, I'm gonna put together a little something, and then what did you do with it once you did?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. You know, it is this really did start out as a little brainstorm in our office. And, you know, I've been a resident of Minneapolis for about 30 years. I'm also a planning commissioner. And, you know, I think we are in such an interesting position with the city kind of post-COVID and the death of George Floyd that, you know, some big thinking, some interesting opportunities. And I know, you know, the Target Center is the second oldest arena in the NBA. It was built both for hockey and basketball, so it's kind of interesting, elongated footprint. And we're like, you know, if we're going to try to keep them here, you know, where's the energy? I think it'd be great to keep it downtown. And we know these, you know, we've been brainstorming about these sites across the street with a parking lot there. You know, we got the Cowles Center, the Masonic Temple, and we got a light rail line. And, you know, so that, you know, historically that's been a great focus of energy for the city, you know, with the Hennepin's Arts District. You got Dana Frank there with First Avenue. Maybe it doesn't have to move far. Maybe if we just plugged it into a place that was, it's pretty tough crime-wise. People are always concerned about safety and coming downtown. What if we could, in one fell swoop, kind of get us a new arena, some new energy downtown in a new district? And, so, yeah, I have an amazing group of folks in my office. We kind of built this chunk of the city out of some foam core and some hot wire, and decided to see if it would work. You know, we kind of based it on a bowl that we just finished for the Moody Center down in Austin. It's a little small for NBA standards, but what I liked about it was how it depressed itself into the ground. You know, Target Center, the bowl is kind of up, and so you don't get any street activation. So by pressing the bowl down into the ground, you can take that sort of concession area and turn it sort of inside out and make it part of the streetscape. So, yeah, it just kind of grew from there. We've had a bunch of folks come by the office to take a peek at it, and it's really about starting big conversations for our city.
Now, did you ever reach out to anyone at the Timberwolves and say, hey, you want to take a look at this?
We're getting there. We've got some folks that are doing some of that back work for us, and gosh, that would be amazing if we could get Mark and Alex to come by the office and make some intros. It'd be good. That's the goal.
You know, I think in reading the story in the paper, one of the things about Target Center is, and it is, it's so, it's, I don't know what, why they designed it this way, but it has more seats in the upper level than it does in the lower level. And then you go to the X, and the X has a similar seating capacity, but they stack the decks. So when you're at the X, I've been in the third deck, and you still are so much closer to the action. And one year we had two season tickets down in the lower bowl and then two in the upper bowl. And the two in the upper bowl, we were on the front row, and you still were a mile away. I mean, those were not good seats, even in the front row in the upper deck. Where at Williams Arena, if you're on the front row in the second deck, they're great seats. So it's really a poorly designed arena from the start. I mean, it really – and then you're right. You come in and you got to go upstairs to then go back down into your seats. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It doesn't service well. You know, I think, you know, another great arena that kind of puts you as close, you know, Barclays, you know, where the Nets plays, is also a pretty intimate arena where those upper level seats, you really feel close to the action. So again, I think we're just in a great spot to rethink that and see what an entertainment district is all about for our city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now, is there a reason why you wouldn't, is the only reason why you put in on a different lot than where Target Center sits is so that the Wolves and Lynx could continue to use Target Center while you're building the new one, and then you could repurpose that, and then the city could repurpose that somewhere else, or would there be any juice for putting in on the same location?
Well, I think you could. I mean, ultimately, we ended up, you know, U.S. Bank ended up back in the same site as well. I think just in terms of keeping operations going, events, you know, if you can do it without tearing it down, you kind of save that spot. But I think also, you know, that Target Center site is such an interesting position, too, as it connects back into North Loop, which is such a growing area for our city. We could really rethink what that connection is to Target Field. You know, right now it's that tenuous little kind of thread. And, boy, if we could have a much more integrated public space with some other development opportunities around there, I think that would be also a win-win for sure.
Now, what other arenas have you guys designed?
So we did all the interior work for Chase Center, for the Warriors, mm-hmm. Moody Center, I mentioned, for UT, Crypto Arena in LA. We didn't do the arena, but we did the district around the Bucks there at the Deer District. Capital One for the Caps and Wizards. We did a lot of work at Rocket Mortgage for the Cleveland Cavs. And currently really doing some interesting study work for the 76ers there in Philly. You know, originally had kind of a central city downtown plan there. It's kind of migrated to Market East. But also, you know, these things are not just about arenas anymore. It's really about activating entertainment districts for our communities and our cities.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one great one is there's one in Tampa, which is the Tampa Arena. It has got a great area that sits out there right along the river. And, of course, you know, when they have their hockey teams playing, it's still warm there. So it's great. Well,
yeah.
Bill, thanks for joining us, Bill. It was very informative. And yeah, as a big Wolves fan, I really like it downtown. I hope it stays downtown. And anything you can do that, that'd be great. Thanks again.
All right, Scott. Thanks very much.
Architect Bill Baxley, yep. who designed a lot of arenas. And by the way, like we said, the new mayor who's going to be sworn in here any minute.
Kaylee Hur
is, you know, her quote was she's going to reach out to see if we can get the Wolves or Lynx over to St. Paul. And I don't think she means in Grand Casino Arena. I mean, no one wants to do that, right?
No. You know,
the sharing of arenas is not something that people want to do anymore to do it. And why would they? I mean, you don't want their own arena as well, just so you can have all the money for the boxes and all the money that can go with it. So that'd be interesting to see because, look, I work in Minneapolis. I live closer to St. Paul, so for me, it'd be great. Although I got to say, back when I was going to a lot of Wolves games, I loved it that it was downtown Minneapolis because I'd go into work, right? At 6 o'clock, you walk down to Lions Pub or one of the places, have dinner, go to the game. The game's over by 10:30. You know, those games, by 9:30, I'm typically home by 10 o'clock. I mean, it's a great thing in the winter to go watch NBA basketball, even when the Wolves stunk. It's kind of why I don't go as many to Twins games because the summer, you know, there's other stuff to do. If the Twins played in the winter in a dome, I might go to it. Remember that?
Yeah. You don't want to be outside in the summer at Target Field?
No, I'd rather be outside in my boat than Target Field.
Well, you don't want to watch Justin Topa try to clean up a game that's 8-2, Twins down in the seventh?
I got to say, as you get older, once you realize that a team is hopeless, like I just don't waste a lot of time watching them. I do have two exceptions. I mean, I will always watch the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to watch Sunday's game. It's a meaningless game, but I'm going to watch it.
It's Packer week. It's never meaningless.
No, well, it's not meaningless because it sounds like JJ's going to play, right? So I want to see him play. And then the other JJ needs some yards to get 1,000, so mm-hmm. there are two storylines going there. And you would think they should be able to do that. We'll talk to Matthew Collar about that. But so you think we would be able to get that done. And what, you know, after what was a disastrous end of the Lynx season last season, now they might have to start the new season without their star, Nafisa Collier. We'll talk about that next here at 830-WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.